Let's review. In the previous daf, the Braisa states, "B'sheini lo yichnais." Nisuin should not be performed on Monday. Ve'imach masa oynis mutter. However, if there is an oynis that prevents nisuin b'yom revi, they may perform nisuin b'yom sheini. The Gemara gives two possible explanations of oynis. The Amri sar tzevo b'olir, the general and his army, are due to arrive on yom revi, and his advanced men will appear on yom shlishi and confiscate the food. Therefore, the nisuin may be rescheduled for yom sheni. Meis aviv shalchas na'im shalkal, as taught in the Braisa. Haresha yepitoi afui v'tvachai tavuach v'yenu mazug, umeis aviv shalchas na'im shalkal. The chasen's father prepared the bread, meat, and wine for the wedding meal and then died. Or, the kala's mother prepared the tachshitin, the adornments of the kala, and then died. If the wedding is postponed, the food or adornments will go to waste. And leke inish the tarach lahu. Others will not perform these tasks for them. Therefore, machnisin es ameis lecheder. The kvura, the burial of the deceased, is postponed, and he is placed in the room. Vesal chasnim vesal kala lochopa. And the chasnim and kala perform nisuin that day. Uboil bilas mitzvah upirish. They also perform the initial bia. After bilas mitzvah, the mace will be buried. The Braisa continues, v'noig shivisi mihamishta. They first celebrate the Shivasi Mihamishta, which we today refer to as the Sheva Brachas, and only afterwards observe the Shivasi Mihavelis. Rashi explains, the kivin the cholol of chasna havir legabei karegel v'lo yos avelis v'chayla. Generally, the period of avelis begins right after the kavura. However, in this case, the simchas nisuin, the wedding celebration, is comparable to simchas aregel, a yomtiv celebration, which does not allow avelis to take effect. However, as the Gemara later quotes Rabbi Yochanan, "Ava bisha amru in avelis b'moyed, but vam shal tzina noig." Even during the Yimei Simcha, one must refrain from davisha b'tzina, the concealed practices of avelis such as bia. Therefore, the Braisa earlier said, "Upayrish," they are prohibited to cohabit until the conclusion of the Shivas Mi'avelis. For this reason, the Braisa continues, "Kolaisin hayamim, hu yashin bein hanashim v'hi yishena bein hanashim." During the time of Yimei Mishta Vavelis, they require Shmira, a safeguard to prevent Bia, in which the Chasen sleeps among the men and the Kala among the women. This halacha also applies to Misha Pirsa Ishtei Nida. If she became a Nida right after the Chuppah, Hu Yashin Ben Hanoshim V'Ishtei Yashin Ben Hanoshim. However, Rava makes the following distinction between Nida and Avelis, because Rava holds the Avelis Kila Lemi Nida. People consider Isra Avelis to be less severe than Issa Nida. Therefore, Isra Nida requires Shmira only Kishalei Baal, when they had never cohabited, because only then is the concern for Yitzra Takfai so strong that he might transgress the more severe Isra Nida. Therefore, Hu Yashin Beinu Hanashim V'Ishta Yishin Bein Hanashim. However, Baal, if they had already cohabited, there is less concern for Yitzra Takfai to transgress the more severe Isra Nida. Therefore, Hu Yashin Imishtai, they do not require Shmira. However, Isra Avelis require Shmira, Bein Babal, Bein Bishlei Babal, whether they cohabited or not, because there is concern for Yitzra Taikvai that his desire will cause him to transgress the less severe Isra Avelis, and in both cases, Hu Yashin Bein HaNoshim, V'Ishto Yashin Bein HaNoshim. In other words, we are Machmer regarding Avelis, because the Avelis Kila Leminida, people consider Isra Avelis to be less severe than Isra Nida. The Gemara questions this assumption from the halacha of Malachi Shalchiba, where it seems that we are makel regarding Avelis, apparently because Avelis Chamirale, people consider Issa Avelis to be more severe than Issa Nida. The Braisa states, Komalachi Shalisha Oislabala, Nida Oislabala. A wife may perform all tasks for her husband when she is a Nida, Chutz, Memezigas Akois, Batzos Amita, Varachatz's Panav Yodav Raglov, except for mixing his wine, preparing the bed, and washing his face, hand, and feet. These tasks are forbidden because they are derech chiba. They promote affection and might lead to intimacy. However, during avelis, a wife is permitted to perform mezigas akreis v'tzol samita v'archatzis panam v'yodav ragov, and we're not concerned that it might lead to intimacy. Apparently, we can be makel regarding avelis because avelis chamirale. This contradicts Rava, who was machmer regarding avelis because avelis kilale menida. The Gemara gives two explanations. According to Rava, who maintains the Avela Kila Minida, we must make the following distinction. Kan Bavela Stidei, Kamba Veles Dida. The brisa of Hu Yashin Bein HaNoshim VaIshte Yishen Bein HaNoshim, even Kishabal, is referring to Aveles Didei, when the husband is mourning. Since he experiences Yitzur Takfa and she is not mourning, there's a Chashash Bia, Vitzrichim Shmira, Vasura B'Malach HaShalchiba. However, the brisa of Malach HaShalchiba is referring to Aveles Dida, when the wife is mourning. Although he experiences Yitzur Takfai, she will refuse to cohabit during Avelis. Therefore, there is no Chashash Bia, Ve'ein Tzrichim Shmira, U'Muteres B'Malach HaShalchiba. Ravashi says, Avelis de Alma Chomer, V'loi Osi L'Zalzuli Bei. People generally consider Issa Avelis to be more severe than Issa Nida. Therefore, generally speaking, there is no Chashash Bia, Ve'ein Tzrichim Shmira, U'Mutarim B'Malach HaShalchiba. However, Avelis de Hocha, Kivin de Kila Rabbanon, Osi L'Zalzuli Bei, regarding the Avelis of the Chasim Akal, in which the Chacham more lenient, and that the Avelis is postponed, Noig Shivas Mi HaMishta, V'achkach Noig Shivas Mi HaVelis, there is a concern that they will be lenient regarding intimacy. Therefore, there is a Chashash Bia, V'tzrichim Shmira, V'asur B'malach HaShalchibah.